everything becomes a little different as soon as it's spoken out loud. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Dr. Tracy Marks talks with us about how to speak so people want to listen. Enjoy.
If you can get people to listen to you, you have influence. And influence comes from respect and admiration. But how do you get someone who doesn't really even know you to respect or admire you? You have to let them leave your presence feeling good about themselves. Maya Angelou said it best, and I'll quote her. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. It all boils down to nurturing relationships, even superficial ones. And this concept can apply to work, your marriage, your relationships with friends, kids, anyone. Some people are just naturally charismatic, but anyone can learn to be charismatic. You don't have to be a comedian or a super extrovert. People with charisma make people feel good about themselves. So here are 3 ways to develop more charisma. Smile when you talk. Emotions are contagious, and so let people catch something positive from you. And people treat you differently, and the message comes across differently when you're smiling than when you're not smiling. Number 2, be curious and interested in others. And I'm going to borrow a quote from the late Dale Carnegie, a self-improvement writer. And he said, "You can make more friends in 2 months by being interested in others than you can in 2 years by trying to get people interested in you." The way to find out things about others is to ask questions. People like talking about themselves, and they'll respond positively to someone who gives them the opportunity to talk. But let's say you run across a private person. They're going to want to keep the conversation neutral, and you'll be able to tell because this kind of person will, when you ask them questions, will give you short, vague answers, lacking in detail. They may even seem evasive, and it'll be tempting to want to push them for more details, but don't. These kind of people need to feel comfortable with you before they open up about themselves. Too many questions can feel intrusive and off-putting. So in this case, if you want to have small talk with them, you need to talk about something neutral, like the event that you're attending or the office or whatever you have in common with them. Then, whatever you talk about, be sure to smile and be warm and engaging, as this can make the person feel as though you're enjoying their company. Giving them the sense that you're enjoying their company can go miles with them, because guarded people like this usually know that they're not good with people. And they may feel this way because they're used to people reacting to them by being intrusive or judgmental about the fact that they're not carrying their weight in the conversation. So if you come along and carry the conversation in a warm and accepting way, you stand out as different. And this is an example of charisma. People are attracted to you because of the way you make them feel. Number 3, encourage and support others. People don't want criticism. They crave support and admiration. And keep in mind, people are attracted to those who are open and non-judgmental. No one wants to be judged. And this doesn't mean you can't have any opinion. But you can express your opinion and simultaneously validate the other person's opposing opinion such that they don't feel judged because you feel differently from them. So let me give you a concrete example of being supportive. Suppose someone is telling you about an idea that they have, and suppose you think that it's a bad idea and you really can't find anything positive to say about it. In fact, you can even think of some ways to improve their idea. So what do you say? So first think, is this person asking you for a critique? Did they preface what they said with, please give me some feedback and let me know what you think or how I can improve this idea? If they didn't, and you have nothing to do with their project or idea, chances are nothing you say will change what they do. Instead, maybe he's telling you about something he's really proud of and he's looking for affirmation. And if you're not into whatever it is he's doing, you could still find something positive to say. So you could say, "Boy, that looks like that was a lot of work." And he could say, "It is. I spent 2 months pulling it together." And then instead of saying, "Well, that was 2 months wasted," you could say, "Good for you for being so dedicated to this." You see what you're doing? You're complimenting the person for their effort and dedication, and it says nothing about whether or not you like what he's doing. Now, suppose he asks outright, "Do you like this? You think it's a good idea?" You could say, "It's hard for me to say because I'm not really good at something," or, "I don't really know much about blank." What you're doing here is you're making your shortcomings or your lack of exposure to this thing the reason that you can't really appreciate what he's done. And that's not a judgment. In fact, you're saying, "Gosh, I'm so stupid about this stuff, I can't even give you a relevant opinion. My opinion's worthless in this scenario." And that's a template here that you could use. If you don't like someone's idea or their craft or their product, don't give them negative feedback. Just disqualify yourself from being able to give an opinion that matters because you're so disconnected from their thing. And this doesn't have to be disingenuous. What you're doing is you're changing the focus of the feedback. Now, of course, if someone comes to you for an objective review, you should tell them how they can improve. I mean, you should just be frank about it. But that's usually not the case when people are engaged in small talk. They're not wanting you to fix them. And that's the difference here. We're talking about small talk.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.